When you break up with Paul Robinson, it's a lot. I can only imagine.
Turns out you hallucinate about his ex-wives.
That was a treat, wasn't it?
I'm not going to lie. When she pulled that wine out, I Googled it, and it's like an $8.50 Sauv Blanc. Like, I'm sorry, but if I'm going to fall from grace, I'm falling with like a Grange or something. Like, I'm not going $8.50 Sauv Blanc. Like, if you're going to do it properly, Trish. I mean,
what, she might just have a green bag set up in the shower.
Well, whose was it? It's got to be Roxy's.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Paul's because no. I think Paul would be a man of good wine taste. I was actually thinking that. I was thinking, how did that get in the fridge? Mm. But you're right, Roxy's your $8.50 yeah. Savvy B kind
she
of gal.
She works at a bar. She would drink spirits, surely. That's a.
I think she's happy. I think she's just open bar in Roxy's.
Maybe it was Ness.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, he does like to go to the barrel, whatever it's called, Crate and Barrel, and,
yeah.
and get something nice for his cheese picnics.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's not wasting the good stuff on Amy.
No. And also I reckon Paul keeps his scotch locked in a locked cabinet out of respect for Terrage, but
yeah, true.
Also to keep Roxy's mitts off it as well.
Also, remember Hendrix drank his scotch?
Yeah, and he was delighted. Yeah, and he knew, like, Brent was hanging around. He would have kept that all locked away. So she has a moment because it's all getting too much and there's this conference coming up. Where is it supposed to be, this conference?
Queensland, I think.
Looks like Queensland.
I got confused, but I just assumed Queensland because that's where everything is.
And I mean, what the hell are they doing having in-person conferences at this time in a pandemic?
Well, I mean, they've gone through hotel quarantine, so it's probably they're probably all well accustomed
to. There's Australians wanting to return to Australia and they're wasting it on a bloody Lassiter's.
Well, Lucy Robinson she's in New York now. She's moved on from COVID.
Oh, she's got her private jet. It's probably how people are coming in.
So Paul and Terrage are supposed to speak at this conference and Harlow has appointed herself the go-between.
Shut up, Harlow.
Once again, what is wrong with her?
Honestly, that broad. I could do a whole segment on her. I'm just,
Highlight of the week was when she's telling Chloe what's what and Chloe actually goes, you know what, I'm your manager. I will be the go-between for this event and you will not tell me what to do. And what were you doing messing around with my rosters last week, little lady?
Bitch.
It was great.
It was great.
Pull rank. Great.
You've got a lot going on and this is my family so I can liaise.
This might be a family thing, Harlow, but we're also at work. And while we're at work, you do as I say, not the other way around. Are we clear?
Just trying to help.
The same way you tried to help by fudging the rosters last week? Go and do your job.
And then she went off and had a whinge to Paul. Chloe's back. She's being annoying.
Harlow.
Chloe needs to do what a woman I used to do in book club did, she's a scientist, but like her husband's an anaesthetist and they're very rich because of that. Mm. She had a very toxic environment at her work and she said to her boss one day, you need to fix this because I don't need to work here. I come to work here because I like it, but everyone else here needs to work
Yes.
So I'm telling you this with no fear of being sacked. This is what you need to fix.
That's good.
Brilliant. So they're organising this conference and every time Paul walks in, Terrage is rattled and Chloe's noticed and is really, you know, kind to her and like, you taking care of yourself? And then she walks in while Terrage is contemplating the $8.50 Sauv Blanc.
I'd be glad if someone saved me from the $8.50 Sauv Blanc, to be completely honest.
I haven't drunk in years and years, but I had a bad taste. I had a sour taste in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That just appeared looking
and
at
I'm,
mine.
And I'm a fine connoisseur of the house Sauv Blanc when I go to the pub. That's all I dreamt about in lockdown, but even I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, so Chloe tidied that away and then she said, well, let's keep you occupied, you know, let's have dinner. You know, they were going to have dinner together and no, Terrage wants to work on her presentation for the conference and Chloe's like, well, I'll help you and we'll just hang out together. At one point I thought she was going to offer to move in.
Oh, God.
And I thought...
Well, that actually would solve her housing crisis on Ramsey Street at the moment.
So you put her in with Ned and Roxy and she can help. She can be Terrage's live-in sponsor.
Can Chloe just have a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't have any, does she?
No. She's tolerated by her brother.
At best.
Yeah, and that's it. Mm. And then she's like, she's got freaking Harlow up her ass as well. Oh.
She and Ned would be quite good mates because they work together. She went to his little six-pack drinks. No, in my dreams they have.
Oh, okay, maybe I had the same dream because I was sure they did. They should.
No, she just calls him Neduardo, saucily.
Yes.
So that could be fun. But Terrage has that Marge Simpson moment from, is it the Hank Scorpio episode?
Yes, yeah. She goes, you know, I've been having a glass of red wine a day. I know doctors say you're meant to have two glasses.
I'm going through this paranoia lately where I heard recently that you're only meant to have one banana a day and my son will try and swindle us for a second banana. I'm like, no, he's only meant to have one.
Oh, potassium overload.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you what, like Harold, baby Harold, would have like five bananas a day if he could.
He'd go
like
the full
he's
bunch.
Like eating us out of bloody banana trees.
So she had there's like that extreme close up of the glass of wine. And when you said you Googled it, Beck, I thought you meant the situation, not the bottle of wine.
No, just the wine. Yep.
I wanted to Google, I'm pretty sure prohibition elimination isn't the be all and end all if you're an addict. Like, surely there are steps for people that can have a tipple every now and then. Like casual smokers kind of thing. Well, you know, I'll keep this addiction at bay by having a little sip. I just feel like stomping something out.
I don't know. I think it's something you can avoid doing. I think that's what's working for her.
I'm just wondering if there might be a better solution out there. I haven't Googled it because I know that always like you have to do the 12 steps and you have to not have it ever. But I know in real life that doesn't work for everyone.
She wasn't having a glass of champagne at a wedding. She was looking at that bottle of wine as a solution to her problems, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And that's not a good reason to start drinking again.
No.
So, by the way, I'm not an alcoholic. I just don't drink. just putting it out there.
If anyone was wondering,
I don't drink. It's actually just because I didn't enjoy it anymore. So, yeah.
Kate's not hiding $8 savvy bee in the washing machine.
I was also pregnant and breastfeeding for a very long time.
So. Yeah. It was actually yesterday at the pub when I just went, oh, I'm not either of those things. I can have a cider. Woo-hoo. Cheeky cider. Okay. So that's Patreon.